I've worked with a number of Street Angels initiatives in other towns, and you know, where they've got good volunteers, they've got good management structures and they're well established, they really do add some value to managing a nighttime economy where you've got a lot of vulnerable people.
For example, you are quite sort of up to date with what happened with Bolton and the setting up of the Street Angels there, aren't you?
I was the neighbourhood policing inspector in Bolton Town Centre when Bolton Street Angels started up. And it's really difficult to get these projects up and running. It's difficult to sustain them in terms of volunteers and funding. But they really, really helped us in dealing with some difficult people every weekend.
When you look at sort of Bolton and you look at Manchester, I guess that's where the problem lies, because Manchester city centre is such a vast space, isn't it?
It is, and I think it would be difficult for any one project to cover all of Manchester. I mean, what works well at the moment is we've got a number of outreach projects and they're focusing on kind of different issues, different areas, and that works well, but we certainly haven't got all the areas covered.
In your opinion, if there was a possibility that we could get a team together that could patrol the different areas, how beneficial do you think that would be to Manchester city centre?
I mean, we've got 500 licensed premises in 2.2 square miles. Every weekend we're dealing with people who have become vulnerable. So we will always, you know, look to discuss ideas with groups who want to help us with that. But again, we just need to make sure that the management systems, the people that are behind, the people that are going out on the street are the right people.
In terms of a volunteer drive, I mean, if Key 103 was to get on board with sort of trying to sort of recruit members, what sort of backing would you guys give to that?
We're involved in all of the outreach projects in different ways. You know, much of that is arm's length because we don't want to interfere or compromise the good work that they do. But for example, at the moment, we're developing a training package to offer something additional to the volunteers that are out there in Manchester, because we understand that they do put themselves in positions of vulnerability sometimes.
You can understand the sort of call for this now, really, when you see tragic cases like we saw Adam Pickup and a couple of others that have happened as well in recent years. You know, people want to see change, don't they?
And I can understand that. As you say, we've had some terribly tragic cases, you know, and the police, you know, simply aren't there, you know, to support all of those people that are in need, you know, particularly on a Friday and Saturday night.
How important would somewhere like a safe house or a safe cafe be in Manchester where people could maybe go and seek help and attention?
That worked really, really well in Bolton. So part of their Angels project was the street-based work. But then there was a safe space as well where if people just needed a bit of time, you know, to kind of come to or make phone calls, you know, sometimes even a bit of tea and toast works wonders. So that worked really, really well. And to be fair, you know, that's something that's missing from Manchester.
So in your opinion, if more people could work together, different agencies work together in terms of the projects that are out there now, you could see something really good come of this, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think it's important to support the projects that are already there. You know, as I said, there is room for, you know, additional volunteers, perhaps even additional projects. You know, a safe space, a well-run safe space, would offer something for Manchester.
From your opinion, what qualities would you look for, would you want to see in a volunteer?
Well, there are obvious things around enthusiastic, around making yourself available. It's, you know, quite easy to click a like button on a Facebook page, but then turning out on a miserable Saturday night in October in the early hours, you know, demands real commitment. People have to understand that they will be subject to disclosure and what we would call the old style CRB checks.
And you, of course, see the sort of scenes that people would probably come across in Manchester as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're not pretty sights, but I think people would understand that, you know, they know what they're signing up for. But as I say, we just need to make sure before we add our support to any project that, as I say, we've got the right people involved behind the scenes, out on the street, and that all the processes are right.
But in terms of any initiative that's going to assist Manchester city centre, for example, a Street Angels initiative, Greater Manchester Police yourself, would add your support to that?
We've worked, you know, with Street Angels projects in various places, and if that was to be delivered in Manchester along the same lines as we've seen elsewhere, then I'm sure we would look to support that.